What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome to the third and final episode of our three-part series celebrating Jimmy Cole. March 20th of 2021 marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of the saxophonist and bandleader Jimmy Cole. Jimmy Cole was one of the greatest music legends to emerge from the Indiana Avenue scene. And Cole was also one of the most influential musicians in the history of Indianapolis music. From his teenage years at Crispus Attucks in the 1930s until his death in 2004 at the age of 82, Jimmy Cole was an important presence on the Indianapolis music scene over the span of 8 decades. Jimmy Cole started and ended his career performing big band music. But Jimmy Cole's contributions to music extend much further than big band jazz. Jimmy Cole was an important pioneer of rhythm and blues and rock and roll music in Naptown. In part three of our tribute to Jimmy Cole, we'll be focusing on his work in rock and roll music. During the 1950s, nearly every major rock and roll artist in Indianapolis sought Cole out to contribute to their recordings and live performances. And we'll be listening to some of those recordings this week. In the mid-1950s, brothers Jerry and Mel Herman started the Indianapolis-based label Note Records. Note was one of the first Indianapolis record labels to specialize in rock and roll music. The Herman brothers recruited Jimmy Cole to be the in-house bandleader and arranger for Note Records. During his time at Note, Cole performed on a variety of recordings, from rockabilly music to doo-wop. Cole's musical expertise provided a strong foundation for the label, and several Note releases became local and national hits. We'll be listening to some of those recordings on this week's show. Let's start with one of Cole's own releases on the Note label. From 1958, this is Jimmy Cole and the Cohorts with Shuffle Stroll and Wazoo. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Jimmy Cole and the Cohorts with Shuffle Stroll and Wazoo. The vocals on Wazoo were provided by a Cincinnati-based doo-wop group called The Students, and Jimmy Cole provided arrangements and performed on two releases The Students recorded for Note Records, including their hit record, I'm So Young. From 1958, this is The Students with I'm So Young and Every Day of the Week. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the third and final episode of our three-part tribute to the Indianapolis saxophonist and bandleader Jimmy Cole. March 20th of this year marks the 100th anniversary of Cole's birth. On this week's show, we're looking back at Jimmy Cole's contributions to rhythm and blues and rock and roll music. We just heard two songs Jimmy Cole recorded with The Students, a Cincinnati-based doo-wop group. Up next, we'll hear two songs featuring Jimmy Cole performing with The Counts, the most successful doo-wop group to emerge from the Avenue. From 1954, we'll hear I Need You Always, followed by Heartbreaker from 1956.
Always, I want to hold you always. I'll love you forever and a day, because I need you always.
We just heard two tracks from The Counts featuring the Naptown jazz legend Jimmy Cole on saxophone. Let's hear two more doo-wop classics featuring Jimmy Cole. First, from 1958, we'll hear The Five Stars with My Paradise, arranged and conducted by Jimmy Cole. After that, we'll hear The Creations' 1961 single, I've Got a Feeling, co-written by Jimmy Cole.
Well, just sitting here and dreaming, thinking of days gone by. Well, just sitting here and dreaming of the many times you've cried. Well, just take me in your arms.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We've heard several doo-wop recordings this week featuring Jimmy Coe. But Jimmy Coe's work in rock and roll music was not limited to doo-wop alone. Jimmy Coe also performed on several classic Indianapolis rockabilly records during the 1950s. We'll hear three of those tracks next. Up first, we'll hear Ronnie Hague's 1958 single for Note Records, Rocking with Rhythm and Blues. After that, we'll hear Jerry Seifert singing Dirty White Bucks, also released on Note in 1958. And finally, we'll hear Jimmy Gansberg's 1959 single on Jet Records titled Joe Ellen. Three classic Indianapolis rockabilly records featuring Jimmy Coe.
Put on my clean white shirt and my slim Jim tie. My Ivy League coat's enough to burn out your eye. I'm gonna run on down into the high school dance, wearing dirty white gloves and tight big pants. But we can dance, yeah, any old time. Where we can dance, yeah, any old time. I'm wearing dirty white gloves and a tight big pants. But we can dance, yeah, any old time. Now while I comb my hair and I shine my shoes, I listen to my hi-fi playing rhythm and blues. The man on the sax is blowing loud and clear.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Jimmy Coe after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the third and final episode of our three-part series celebrating the 100th birthday anniversary of the late, great Naptown music legend Jimmy Coe. Jimmy Coe is best remembered for his significant contributions to big band jazz. But Jimmy Coe was also an important pioneer of rhythm and blues and rock and roll music in Indianapolis. On this week's show, we're focusing on Jimmy Coe's contributions to the early rock and roll scene in Indianapolis. We've heard several tracks tonight featuring Jimmy Coe's work with the Indianapolis-based label Note Records. During the 1950s, Coe was music director for the Note label. In the mid-1960s, Jimmy Coe started his own label, Intro Records. Coe produced and released several Naptown rhythm and blues records on the Intro label. Up next, we'll listen to four songs issued by Intro Records. First, we'll hear Jimmy Coe and Blues Palmer performing Misery Is Gone. After that, we'll hear two tracks from vocalist Stefan Ross, Please Be My Love and Haste Makes Waste. Finally, we'll hear I Gave My Heart to You by the Del Vados. Four songs from Jimmy Coe's Intro Records label.
When in misery, I got the one you love. And every lover, you said love is blind. Who mistreat a one they love, react at the time. She said,
please be my love. Please say you will. For your you'll find love is true. Someday love will come to you. But remember, don't make haste, because the haste makes waste.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the third and final episode of our three-part tribute to the Indianapolis saxophonist and band leader Jimmy Coe. March 20th of this year marks the 100th anniversary of Coe's birth. On this week's show, we're looking back at Jimmy Coe's contributions to rhythm and blues and rock and roll music. We just heard four songs Jimmy Coe produced and released on his Intro Records label during the mid-1960s. Let's hear one more record from the Intro label. From 1965, this is Jimmy Coe with Cold Jam for Breakfast and French Fried. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. That was Jimmy Coe with Cold Jam for Breakfast and French Fried, released in 1965 on Cole's Intro Records label. By the end of the 1960s, Jimmy Cole's full-time investment in the music business had become a part-time passion as Cole took on day jobs with the Marion County Court and the U.S. Postal Service. But Cole continued to make music in Indianapolis. Around 1970, he formed the Jimmy Cole Big Band, and he continued collaborating with local rhythm and blues players. Let's listen to some examples. Here's an excerpt of the Highlighters, Theme from Nap, co-written by Jimmy Cole. From 1976, this is an excerpt of Charlotte Bailey's Bang Bang, featuring some excellent saxophone work from Jimmy Cole. Jimmy Cole spent the final years of his music career performing big band music and straight-ahead jazz. Let's listen to an example. From the year 2000, this is Jimmy Cole with April is Pretty, featuring Paul Whedon on guitar. Jimmy Cole passed away on February 26 of 2004. He was 82 years old. 100 years after his birth, Jimmy Cole's legacy has continued on. Jimmy Cole remains one of the greatest musical icons of the Indiana Avenue scene and a beloved and respected figure in the Indianapolis jazz community. Thanks for joining us for this three-part series celebrating the 100th birthday anniversary of the legendary Naptown saxophonist and bandleader Jimmy Cole. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do, do. Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do, do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.